This might get weird.
Are we rolling?
We're rolling.
Well, then cheers, Grace Helbig.
Cheers, Mamrie Hart.
You guys, it is almost 5 o'clock on a Thursday as we record this. So guess what I did? Poured a glass of wine. Mm-hmm. Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah. And your doppelganger got a little weed juice in a glass, fancy. I appreciate it very much.
I know. Do you love how I added one orange slice to it just to make it feel festive?
It is the most elegant weed juice I've maybe ever had.
Weed juice, you guys. Woo! I'm going to say it right out of the fucking gate, Grace.
Okay.
I miss The Bachelor.
Wow. Yeah, I will say there was a bit of some empty space this week.
A void.
A void, if you will, that was a bit disappointing.
I really just was lonely on Monday to the point where I was going on social media to look at Kelsey's and Joey's.
How are they doing? I haven't looked into anything in the social media of it all.
They're doing great.
Okay.
I don't know if he's just visiting New Orleans or how they're going to work as far as who's moving where.
Right.
But he was at least visiting. She did a 10K and raised a bunch of money for a homeless shelter.
Amazing.
And he didn't run it. You see him, you see her get ready. You see him at the end and having a beer or something. And people were like, did Joey not run it? And Kelsey just responds he's still recovering. They were it's kind of a shelter dog. It was Joey needs to sleep.
Yeah, but yeah.
They're hanging out with her dad.
Oh, that's cute.
I know.
Yeah, they got to make up for lost time because they had to keep it really private, right?
Really
for
private.
A while.
Oh, because people will take pictures of you from afar if they did anything. I think sometimes what they'll do with Bachelor is get them an Airbnb somewhere.
Oh, that's smart.
And then be like, hey, you guys have to go straight from the airport. You can't be seen together. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but that makes sense.
Anyway, I miss it. I'm ready for a Batch in Paradise.
Is that what's coming next? Batch in Paradise?
I feel like Bachelor in Paradise is always a summer show. You know how some franchises just pop up in the summer?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Okay. Well, I'm getting ready. I'll be very excited.
Yay!
And it'll also be interesting because I'm sure I won't know most of the contestants.
I won't either, but hopefully we will know Maria, and that's all that matters.
That's true. That's very true. Okay. Should we get into the shows that we are continuing to watch this week? Let's talk Drag Race, shall we?
Drag Race. We are down to what is it?
Now four.
Four are left.
After this episode, yeah.
Wow.
I was just talking to Tim about this before, and I was like, do they do a final four or final three? And he's like, they've been back and forth in different seasons, so no one's totally sure what's going to happen this season.
Yeah, they've done it so many different ways.
Yeah.
I also wonder, too, are they going to do a live finale? Because if so, where is our invite?
I know. I mean, that's the bummer. Because he lives in Philly now, and he was like, there is word on the street that Safira might pop up at the bar that I go to watch Drag Race, because she's from Philly. She's technically the first Philly queen, even though Willem is from Philly, but I don't think that's the way he positioned himself on the show. So she's the first Philly queen.
Out of all those queens?
Yeah. Yeah. Wild.
That is crazy.
And so she, there's rumors, but who knows? She might rent out her own thing. She might be in a different city. Who knows?
Safira.
So, because they will film every single contestant's reaction as if they won, and then they don't find out till they're literally in their hometown bars watching with everyone else.
I know. If you guys know, Grace and I were in the audience of a finale. We've said it a million times.
One of the most iconic ones,
I would say, for sure.
Sasha Velour
with the rose petals. I get so excited. Whitney Houston. But we had to watch them all pretend they'd won.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that part.
It was so, at that point, we were like, can we leave and go get a drink?
Yeah,
we know this is fake. We know this is fake. Okay, so let's get into it. This week, we had the infamous makeover challenge.
Yeah, I love the makeover challenge.
Yeah.
I think it's very fun. However, the difference now, though, I think, is that they know this challenge is potentially there. So they can all prep for it. So it's a little less of them having to spontaneously think on their feet. Though, Safira, ended up having to do that this episode.
She had to think on those tiny kitten heels.
And so the makeovers that they're giving are to the dancers of RuPaul's Drag Race Live in Vegas,
which we have seen. And let me tell you this, you guys, those boys work it out, because sometimes there's a, you know, I'm not going to name names, but a drag queen there that's doing the least.
Yeah.
And then those guys are just truly whirling dervishes all over. Yeah. Also, I love how it's a different vibe than the pit crew.
Mm-hmm.
And like we always reference Willem and Alaska's podcast. But did you see the clip where like they were just like those boys?
Yeah.
I mean, they were so thirsty for them.
They glitched. And yeah, their producer's like, are you okay? It was, yeah, very, very funny. But also it's a wild card in a way, because we do get that one of the dancers is a heterosexual male.
Who saw it coming? Not me.
Not Nymphia either.
Not his parents.
Not his parents.
You're going to go be a dancer in Vegas? Yeah, absolute straight. We have like some that could walk in the heels, some who couldn't. But I will say, like, you know, they're all going to perform. And
that's what I mean. They lucked out.
Yeah, that's a bonus of, because we've seen these before where it's like, and you're going to give these heroes, these teachers, a makeover. And it's just like, oh, God, here we go. With this, it's like, OK, you're all guys.
Yeah.
You're all very comfortable around drag because you dance in a drag review.
Yeah.
Worst case we're doing is we're shaving some, you know,
chest hair,
a little bit of chest hair. And that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a world they're all familiar with. And also just like being in the world of entertainment while being filmed like that, I think, is some of the harder parts in other versions of this challenge, is that you have, like you're saying, like teachers that aren't used to like being on camera. So they all felt very like comfortable with each other very quickly.
Well, let's get into some of the moments with it. Yeah. This is the first time we have seen Nymphia get really vulnerable.
I know. My note says, oh, Nymphia crying about her bottled up emotions. What a sweetheart. I get it.
Because think about it. Last week, Nymphia was completely like, at least her edit, was completely quiet during the planning of, I love how serious I sound, the Museum of Fart. And then her kind of like overtaking during that moment. But like we didn't really see any like BTS hangout of her last week.
And we've seen a lot of her, you know, in the beginning saying how nervous or stressed she was, and then delivering in a way that people were like, she's crying wolf if she continues to say how bad she might do. But we got to see like real emotions that she's like, there is a fine line between like doubting yourself and feeling great about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in a competition like that, where you're in this echo chamber of just those people, just this competition.
You don't know if you're loved or hated on Twitter.
Right, exactly. And so to be so conscientious of making sure you are representing your art to the best quality, and then also representing yourself on this platform that's global. Like, it's so much pressure that they're under.
Speaking of her art, I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
Her makeover was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
The little bird theme they did.
I loved it.
Maybe I'm just a sucker for like that very like 60s Vegas showgirl feather, you know, the color combo of the lavender with the yellow.
Yeah.
Like did they turn out a dance? Not really. You know, like other people really turned it out, but they had like a little vibe, and I was obsessed.
We haven't really seen that from Nymphia.
No.
This competition. So I thought that was fun. I love that she's like, fuck it, I'm wearing yellow. I don't care.
I
like,
do too.
Now, even Tim was saying this before, he's like, I got bored and now I'm back on board.
I did see a thing that was like, Nymphia, quit wearing yellow. I think I talked about this before. And it was like a montage of everything, these amazing looks she's done that aren't yellow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's such a distinct color that even if you only do it four times, it's like, it's fucking fluorescent banana yellow.
Yeah. But I mean, she's been doing a great job. I think I hope she makes it to top three, if there is a top three.
Who are your top three right now?
Safira, my top three right now would be Plain, Safira, and Nymphia.
I think that's who it is. Because who else is in there?
Q. But I would love for Q to be in the final two because you know Q's going to have an amazing look. Like, you know right. that she's going to come with something we've never seen before.
But here's the thing is, like, the other three that you're naming
yeah.
are massive performers. And I know yeah. Q, look, week one, Q doing that little, like, punching Judy, yeah. the little, like, ballerina thing. Yeah, like, I was so like, great. Oh, this is my bitch. I love it.
Yeah.
But, like, when it comes to turning it out on
yeah.
the runway or in the performance, we got I'm still haunted by the funk performance.
I know.
I'm still haunted by animatronic Michael Jackson.
I thought that she did something so clever this week by making her and her partner monsters.
Yeah.
Because she can hide the way that she moves, or true. Rather highlight the way that she moves in that, like, that kind of choreography was like, I get it. That's yeah. me on that stage. And I thought it was a really smart way for her to pre-plan that regardless of who I get, I'm going to put them in a costume like this. It'll fit their body. I'm going to do makeup right. like this. It'll be unique and also play to my strengths.
No, I do think, like, that kind of costume makes sense because it could be any body type. Yeah. I wish they would have done more dance moves than just the Thriller arms.
I know. That part, I was
just
like,
just the Thriller arms.
I was hoping for maybe something a little bit more spectacular. But she also got really lucky with her partner.
Yeah.
Her partner could walk in those shoes better than she could.
And oh.
So I felt like they could do no wrong. And in a way, I thought she might have gotten red for, like, reducing her partner to this awkward dance when they have so much more in their, like, skill sets.
No, totally. No, Q, you could tell, was like a pig in shit.
Yeah.
Once Q saw the partner in the heels. But let's also talk. Okay, well, speaking of dancing and whatnot, mm-hmm. once again, we didn't get to see it on the runway, but once again, Safira pulled out the biggest dress I've ever seen in my
geodes?
Life. Geodes?
Like, what? Where? That's the thing that
it
bummed
was so
me out.
Cool.
The fact that, I mean, her decision to pivot is a, like, veteran move.
Yeah.
I feel like that's someone that knows this is not worth it, and I'm going to save myself the stress now. However, do I want to see what those Geo costumes yeah. look like? Absolutely, I
well,
do.
Well, that's why I'm like, oh, I almost wish they had edited. I know they needed to show it for the story and to also yeah. see, like, it takes a seasoned performer to know when to walk away from something yeah. that isn't going to work.
Exactly.
You know, I truly feel like there would have been other people on that stage that would have been like, fuck it, let's just do smaller dance moves
yeah.
or what have you. So the pivot's good. I do hope we see that on the runway at some point.
Yeah.
Please God. Or at least, like, let me just check Safira's Instagram.
I know. That's why I'm like, did she? Maybe she did already post something with it because it looked incredible.
But so she had to pivot. And so in doing that, kind of like hodgepodge together
yeah.
a dress, thanks to Plain Jane.
Yep.
And you know what? It was the weakest link.
It was the weakest, but it also, to me, was the most representative of how this challenge used to be.
Yes, that's
like,
true.
Now they come with costumes that they think could work for whoever they might get paired with. So I did feel like, oh, she's at such a disadvantage having to do this. However, I thought for that disadvantage, she did incredible. Like, there's no way I would have been able to put something that cohesive together, even though
yeah.
it was not as great as everyone else.
I wish it was also a design challenge. Like,
yeah.
I know they took extra. They might have even, like, been like, bring this. Oh. Who?
This is sorry. Yeah. Now
you're
Elliot's
ringing.
Calling me for some reason.
Here, we can edit it out.
As a missed FaceTime audio call, I think he must have hit the wrong button.
He's sitting on his phone.
He must be. He must be high as a kite on the couch.
Yeah.
Playing a video game, sitting on his phone.
Well, if it rings again, you're answering.
Yeah.
But so I think they probably told them, hey, and we're probably going to have this challenge because they had to take time away to do the dance.
Yeah.
But I do wish previously in seasons, it was like, I have this one dress. I guess I'll figure out a way for you to wear the top, me to wear the bottom. I
yeah.
love the DIY of it so much
yeah.
more than this. Just like, oh, well, I just have to figure out how to make your face the same.
Right. Exactly. And also, I'm still curious on, like, what exactly in a family resemblance are they looking for? I know it's meant to be like What is it? I mean, they're looking for similar styles of makeup, similar mm-hmm. aesthetics of wardrobe,
yeah.
and similar essences of personality, I guess.
Right. But see, I will say with Safira, while the outfits were busted, she at least like created a story of like, this is my daughter and like stay in line.
Yeah.
Other people's is just like, so are you guys just the same, just twins who dress the same?
Yeah, exactly. That's what, well... Okay, yeah. What is the story here? What's going on? Because like the monster thing is like, oh, you're just both
monsters.
But is that like cues? Could we consider that cues as like as normal aesthetic? I don't know. I will say though, my favorite part of the entire episode.
Yes.
Lazy Susan.
Killed RuPaul.
Killed dead. We should get a black outfit to attend the funeral. That was, I rewatched that moment like 7,000 times because it takes the place of Utica.
Yes.
Famously.
You don't smoke weed, do you?
No. Oh. No.
Well, yeah.
That bit that went on for a perfect amount of time.
You know, Utica at that point was like, please make this end. Yeah. I can't keep this up. No, her laughing at Lady Susan. I thought two things. One, it was like, are you telling me there's never been a drag queen named Lazy Susan?
That's what I was like, what? This is, I feel like you must have said this at some
point. That's what I'm saying. It's like, and she like would twirl all the time. Like it just makes sense. But also if I was plain Jane, I would literally go back, count how long Rue laughed. And that would be my bio on everything.
Yeah.
Just made Rue laugh for 37 seconds straight.
It was. And who even knows how much they edited it down? Like that to me, oh God, is such a. I love that moment. Well, I love those moments.
Now that we're talking about Plain.
Yeah.
I did not think she deserved the win. I am sorry to sound like Q right now. I am sorry. Once again, I preferred Nymphia. There was a little story. I think with Plain, like, I think Plain lucked out that her dancer served.
Oh, Dusk, we mean?
Dusk.
Dawn's alter ego?
Yeah. Exactly.
Who also... weirdly went to engineering school. That was his story.
Really?
That he went to engineering school. And then Dawn said that she had an engineering degree. He went to engineering school. And then that's how his parents were like, you can just finish your degree. And then he became a dancer because he had a car accident. I think it was that story.
Jesus. I think I browned out. I was having the cocktails.
Well, Plain, I think, lucked out that Lazy Susan came to, as they said in Untucked, maybe that she wanted to wipe her pussy all over that stage,
and she did. But here's what I'll say is like, yes, served, looked well, family resemblance there, but once again Plain is serving like an elevated leotard,
right? Like, I know. It's a bit predictable.
I
mean, she got the job done,
yes,
but it wasn't like super exciting.
It wasn't. And as we know, the bottom two were Safira, which it was like, okay, good. Like we've experienced it. We've seen it. We know she's not going to be back. And Morphine. I don't even remember what Morphine looked like.
They set up the whole thing that Morphine's a makeup artist. This is going to be her challenge to lose or to win rather. And so it was like, you could kind of see in the edit that this person that is like, I got this.
Right.
Will not have this.
It's always like that. Well, okay. Morphine, you know, we'll miss you. But I will say, like, you gave some really top-notch
lip
syncs.
Should be so proud.
I feel like in a later season, whether it's an All-Stars or something, where they're like, and this time we're having a mystery lip sync assassin come in. And that's who you're going to compete against. I think Morphine will be in those rankings.
I agree. I think she should be so proud of herself.
Me
she
too.
Did fantastic. And honestly, to go out, I mean, it sucks that as a makeup artist, you're going out on objectively like the challenge where you're doing makeup, but she didn't do a bad job.
She did a great job. And also, as someone who thinks Safira is going to win, to say, hey, well, look, I got sent home by the winner.
Yeah, by
the
best.
One time she had to lip sync.
And, you know, Twitter is a bit like, Morphine won that lip sync.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's a Twitter's a little like, oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. Like, love Safira. Obviously, she deserves to stay. But if we were to judge solely on that performance, I don't know. I thought Safira honestly did great. Like, yeah. it was also just exciting to see Safira lip sync.
I know.
I hate to see when people that are so good stumble, but at the same time, you're like, now I get to see her perform. This is pretty cool.
Hell yeah. Okay, well, great Drag Race episode, yes. And I'm looking forward. Do we know the challenge next week?
I think it's going to be the music video where, like, they write their lyrics. Get the choreography. They film, like, their part in the music
video.
Okay,
yeah, it's always one where it's like, I'm coming in strong with the pussy all wet, and then, like, going crazy, and give me something that didn't forget. And then they, like, grab the camera and, like, throw it, and then it, like, lands on the next girl.
And she's on a couch that's held up by pit crew, and then they bring her down. Yeah.
Speaking of Steve, our friend, DM'd me the other day, pit crew, one of the pit crew members that's, like, on there forever, and was like, he follows you on Instagram. We have some pit crew that follows us.
Oh my God.
I'll show you.
That's amazing. Amazing.
Okay, let's touch on Vanderpump because you know what? We like to finish what we start.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll touch on this. I watched it too. Now, look, we finally got to the breaking point at the end of the episode where Ariana was like, if you keep making me hang out with this guy, what do you expect I'm going to be like?
They are poking the bear with her ex. I have so many thoughts. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Here are my like overall thoughts.
Yeah.
One, the water sommelier thing was so fucking stupid. I can't even. And like, I'm a person, like, I'm drinking Barolo. And I tell you, like, I know shitload about wine. I am a somm.
It didn't even look like Lala wanted to do it.
No.
It looked like it was clearly produced as another thing where we can have everyone at. And Lala, maybe this will be something she does.
It made it feel like the producers were like, hey, we heard of this thing. This could be like your event. And then the guy got there and it was like, oh, he's a fucking weirdo.
I mean, the fact
we have got to get away from him.
James and Allie just like sequestered in their kitchen, not even looking at him. That's literally me when anyone comes to my house that has to do something.
Yeah.
I'm just like in the kitchen with Elliot being like, do you think they're fine? Do they need us?
It was so stupid. That said, would I take that class if it was free? 1,000%.
Oh, yeah.
But $1,000 bottle of water, that's so stupid. I'll say that. That out of the gate. Two, hey, I am rarely side with Schwartz on things.
Yeah.
His shirt was cute and Katie's outfit was horrendous.
Their little combo, I was like, I see how they got married.
Me too.
I was like,
we're finally seeing
flirty.
Some flirting.
This is a little flirty. And honestly, I kind of love the way that they sort of laughed and cleared the air.
Well,
this poor guy, Max, whoever this man is not getting a good reputation. Because she clearly is not proud of sleeping with this man. And everyone's kind of like, it's fine.
Max
like,
was one of the cast members in the boring years.
Oh, I don't remember
this
person.
Yeah, he's been on it before. I think he actually, like, he was on it in the seasons of the blonde girl who's on it, who's Katie's podcast co-host. Anyway, I love Katie. She's my fucking favorite person on that show.
Yeah.
But that outfit was not it for me. And to be wearing that outfit and to look at Schwartz and be like, what is this shirt? Yeah. I was like, I love this shirt. What are we talking about, Dollywood?
Yeah.
What's going on with this bikini top? So that was my second thought. And then my third thought is, this is going to be tough.
Yeah.
Is I cannot imagine the anger that would be bubbling inside my body if my dog was sick and locked in a room and it cost me $6,000 to get things removed. That said, Ariana, clean your fucking room.
I mean, she's hiring an assistant, so we get this weird Anne story happening the whole time where Anne worked for Tom and now Ariana's. How did Ariana do any of this without an assistant? That's my question. Or did she have one and have to like get a new one? I don't know.
But I'm also like, are they both just really messy? Because she was like, he'll wear his gym clothes 4 days in a row. Like, I'm not going to wear those drawers. And then like, she's like, I got fucking chicken skewers. I've got chicken satay on my bedside table. What? You wake up. I don't care how drunk you are. You wake up and you throw it away.
I know, but she lives in that room because she can't go into the rest of their whole situation.
Strange.
Very strange. And because of that, strange shit's happening. And I get it that if she's frustrated with him, she didn't throw whatever away, but then still has to hang out with this guy constantly, that would be a breaking point for me.
If someone you hate more than anyone
yeah.
was responsible for $6,000 worth yeah. of dog surgery.
Yeah.
Like, well,
here's the crazy thing. I mean, like, she's going through with the designer of all of the furniture in the house that she bought. So they've like pumped a lot of money nice. Into this house.
Yeah.
So I get that. So like at some point they had a lot of money to buy all of these designer right. things that I mean, go into this
house. That's a $2 million house.
Right. And he is saying earlier this season that yes. he had to be on tour because he didn't have any money, but he can't get Ariana's lawyer to respond to his lawyer because he apparently has all the money to buy her out of this house. I'm just yeah. confused of these storylines.
This is where it doesn't make sense when it goes, I didn't want to be on tour. I didn't want to avoid Schwartz and Sandy's. I had to do it for money, which, yeah. well, like I said, he has 37 bandmates.
Yeah.
And he's paying for all of them.
Right.
Yeah. Even if they get paid and they're splitting that 37 ways. No, like, guys, you don't get paid to play in a public park more than $100 yeah. bucks, yeah. you know, but he's going to offer $500,000 over asking to Ariana.
Yeah.
The math is not mathing.
Not mathing. I know. And that's I don't like being a person that speculates on people's financial situations. However, this is the storyline of this show. And it is, it's all very, like, it just seems like a mess. I would just be like, get an Airbnb until you get the house, like, figured out and, like, have your dog. But I yeah. get the pride of it, too, of being like, fuck this guy.
Right.
I shouldn't have to do that. Why
it's a standoff.
This? Yeah, it feels like it's a standoff. So you're
it feels like it's literally the plot of the early 2000s movie starring Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston, The Breakup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they like buy an apartment, they make it amazing, and then they break up and it's like, well, I'm having the apartment. No, you're not. I'm having the apartment. I'm the one who designed it. I yeah. don't care. I'm the one who did the muscle work. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that is the plot of it.
Wow. Well, here we are.
America's Vince Vaughn and Jennifer Aniston.
Truly. And they also like, do you think they're really hanging out this much where like they have an event for water on a one night and then yeah. the next morning the entire crew is going back to the beach? Like, this just must be their shooting schedule for this show.
No, this is absolutely what is in their contract.
Right. Because that's the part where it's like, now they're at the beach and now they're openly talking. It did get weird. It felt like they were all just like, fuck it. Because for a second when James was like, I'm drawing a line in the sand, I was like, oh, they're having some levity to this obviously right. fucking tense situation. Maybe that'll be what like fixes all of this. And even though that's not the premise of the show, is never really to fix anything. They need these people to have drama so yeah. that things continue.
They won't. But, I bet they won't let them go to therapy.
It doesn't seem like it.
Right.
But then when Brock starts talking openly, like in front of Ariana about Rachel or something weird at the end, where Ariana finally like flipped out and was like, please don't have this conversation in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, that's gross.
I know. That part was insensitive to be like, let's talk about Raquel in front of
Rachel. Raquel.
Yeah. I don't remember what they call her now. But yeah, Brock is definitely getting his hands dirty. This block.
He's making sure that he gets a paycheck.
That's
next
what I'm
season.
Saying. When people are like about, you know, Real Housewives or something, it's like, oh, someone wants to keep their diamond, like yeah. the thing they do in opening. It's like Brock is trying to earn his fucking orange in Orange County.
Yeah.
He needs his own.
Yeah.
Because he's not in the opening credits and he is trying to earn it.
And he's already said this season, he's like, I don't have a job. Like, I'm losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, with this lifestyle that we have. So he's keeping busy.
We'll see what happens. I do think we've been watching Ariana simmer and simmer and simmer. Yeah. And honestly, it felt cathartic to see her blow the fuck up.
And even when she blew the fuck up, I didn't really think that she's never been. Last season was obviously the first time the tagged on content that they made after the scandal dropped of her like freaking out and being like, she's not your friend. You're not
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's the first. I mean, and I dropped off some seasons, so maybe there has been moments in the past. But
she's
even
not a
her
screamer.
Yelling doesn't feel very like, she's like, don't fucking talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't fucking talk to me. don't fucking look at me. Like, and you just have to remember, like, seem that harsh.
He came up to her during that party to be like, hey, Ariana, I just want to see if your lawyer. So if someone came to talk to me and I just paid $6,000 to get a chicken kebab taken out of my dog's throat.
Yeah.
After this motherfucker was cheating on me while my other dog died.
Yeah.
Rot in hell. Speaking of hell, let's talk about Survivor.
I've got
one glass of wine in me, and I am. Gray showed up, and I was already like, I'm so tired today.
I got nothing to say.
So here we go,
man. We're in Survivor, baby.
We're back, bitch. We got a merge, honey.
One of my notes is, shit, suddenly there's so much gameplay happening. I'm having a hard time following this.
There's a lot of gameplay. Also, here's the switch that happened, which, you know, is going to happen during merge.
Yes.
But this season was particularly the episodes leading up to merge. People were making weird big swings that failed.
Yeah.
That all failed. Jessica, a fake idol planted.
Yeah.
A putting back a clue and then moving the actual idol. There were so many things that were like big swings and big misses that I was just like, oh God, are these the worst player ever? And then we get, not only are we going to merge, but the best player, I think, on the island has 10 minutes to do all these clues to retrieve an idol.
Hunter? Yeah.
Also,
10 minutes? 10 minutes. And obviously,
secret 10 minutes too.
You know what I realized too?
What?
Obviously, they made the two other tribes come to Hunter's camp because their camp is so much better than everyone else.
I literally have a note. Do you think they choose the best built camp for the other tribes to come to for merge?
I would guess that. Who knows? That's probably somewhere in the Reddit, like, caves of Survivor lore. But
they probably don't know that. They're probably like the
right.
I don't think it said like, hey, and get ready, you have 10 minutes before everyone else joins you at your camp.
Well, that's what people on Twitter too were saying, like, oh, what's her was it Jem had to measure with a machete and all Hunter has to do is put his hands under the stairs.
Okay, here's what I'll say though, is that Jem's was like, hey, here's the clue. So she could have done that in the dark of night.
Yeah.
Hunter, it said, you have to do this before the boats come. So like, and secretly finding something for 10 minutes is much harder to me than just being like, la-di-da-di-da, like casually by yourself.
And I'm wondering if they recreate these scenes, because when he's, I know this is edited. Wow. I was a little high watching this and I was like, there's
paranoid much.
I was, because I was like, him digging under the stairs.
Yeah.
And they're editing it juxtaposed against Soda and Venus, like fighting with each other, basically being like, why don't we talk? And like that kind of thing, which, well, I don't think happened at the same time, but let's say it did.
Yeah.
There's no way that they wouldn't notice a camera on this guy sitting, fidgeting around the stairs like crazy.
No, but I think they probably followed him. He was a little out of view.
Yeah.
And I do think Mariah or whatnot saw him. And I don't know if it was Mariah or I cannot.
Liz.
I cannot. I know.
People are having, that's it. Someone put a side by side of the two of them at tribal council and being like, the face when you get voted off, but also have to go back to camp to continue playing the game.
I was like, congrats, Liz and Mariah. You win the family resemblance challenge. I have no idea who's who.
Take notes.
Right? But I don't know. I don't know if they recreate. I think it's, what I would be curious to know is just how many cameras they have at a camp at all times.
Yeah. Because they have shots of them like waking up in the middle of the night that I'm like, they must have cameras on them while they're sleeping.
Oh, in some for capacity. Sure. But also it's like, what if, like, are they talking to producers? Like, if someone said, hey, if someone said, I'm going to go get the idol in the middle of the night. Right. Like, are they really having a crew just be awake all night until they wake up? Or is a producer like,
that's what I
go
don't
now.
I would assume it's that.
Yeah.
But I have no
idea. I don't want to assume, but you got to assume.
Right. Anyway, he finds the beware idol.
Yes.
Right.
Well, now it's a straight up hidden immunity idol once he finds it.
Yes.
Yes.
And now everyone has come to the beach and we are in what people are calling Murgatory.
Murgatory.
Because it's not official, the merge. They didn't get their buffs yet. And so the Murgatory is where everyone meets and mingles.
Yep.
But then we are going to have some sort of challenge to see who actually makes the merge.
Some might say this period of time is a buffer.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Nice.
Yeah, they're all getting to know each other. As we know, we have the plus one alliance all coming together. However, Q has got a little feather up his butt because Tim has not yet told his plus one, Maria, that this alliance even exists. And what's your take on that? Because I could see why Tim was like, I wanted her to meet everyone and form her own opinions and not just tell her what to do. But I'm also like, okay, if someone went on an adventure and came back and was like, I figured out an alliance and how to get us top six, I would be like, let's fucking go. You're forcing me to do this.
I can't get a read on Tim. So I part of me was like, did he just blank and say a name when Q asked who's your plus one?
We're both parents. We have a bond.
Okay. Then because Maria's like, he's not my number one. Like, that's weird that he would say that I'm his number one. I mean, she's playing this game well. She's
I think so,
doing
too.
Fantastic.
She's got who's the other girl that's left on that team? Because there was the
Venus. No. She's on the other team.
Well, Charlie. Because it's Charlie's Angels.
Her and Charlie are like together.
But I think there not another one because it was Charlie's Angels and it was like her,
Jem and Mariah.
Mariah.
Because she had Mariah until this episode.
Spoiler. Well, you guys, if you're listening to this, you already know.
I did love when they're all like getting together for the first time and they're all hanging around camp and you just hear like little bits of people's conversation. You can overhear Ben, the music guy.
Yes, I love him.
Telling people that I have psychics in my family. My grandmother's a psychic. I was like, of course this tracks. And it makes me like him even more.
Me and
mediums and psychics. Yeah.
Chip and I, we try to watch it over FaceTime. And by that, I mean, we go like 3, 2, 1 play.
That's
and then
so
like
cute.
We pause each other. We pause. But like he's on a different time zone. It was just too late last night. So we watched it this morning, like over coffee before he had to go into work. And that's one of the things I was like, of course, his grandmother is a psychic.
Yeah.
I was just like, I love Ben so much. He's like, I know, me too. I hope he doesn't become collateral damage. Yeah. One of the things I love about Ben, he wears a leather vest that serves no purpose.
Yep.
There's not a pocket on that thing. Mm-hmm. There's not a loop on that thing. It is just a vest.
They clearly dress them up like cartoon characters of like whatever their distilled essence is. So they made him look like a little rocker. And it's, he just is more and more entertaining to me every single week.
I adore him. Also, I will say just a little side note about the plus one alliance.
Yeah.
The fact that Hunter chose Tevin.
Yeah.
Makes my instincts from day one that Tevin is great. Real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if you were like, oh, I love Tevin, but like, who know? You could be really annoying in person.
Yeah.
But the fact that Hunter, who knows this game, practices this game, makes the puzzles for his students, is like, oh, I would go to the end with Tevin, even though he's likable.
Right.
And could get more votes than me.
But
I know
he's
a good teammate.
Hunter's playing smart, though. He aligned himself. He's not very sociable. So he found the most sociable person on his team. And it's like, and that's what he's even said. He's like, I can't talk to people like you can. So like, that's why we're a good team.
Damn.
But Tevin and a lot of people don't like Venus.
I can't stand Venus.
Twitter is obsessed with her.
Really?
They're like, we haven't had a huntress like Venus on Survivor in years.
Well, they love hate her.
Right. And that's because I was like, in my notes, I was like, why is she smiling so evilly? Why does she have this weird energy with everyone? What's going on? However, I will say Venus was like, I don't want to vote a girl off.
Right.
Well, let's talk about the challenge first. The challenge, they draw rocks, which everyone thinks is like a dumb method of doing this because you end up with completely unbalanced teams like we had in this episode, which is, however, the challenge was so, I for a moment thought it was going to be a David and Goliath situation.
Yeah, they almost won the little pipsqueaks. Yeah. I will say, and it makes me want to have it in the lower third on episode one.
Yeah.
When they started naming their height,
Why did he make them do that? I was like,
I was obsessed because Grace, Charlie, String Bean, tall, I'm assuming is 6'2". He's 5'9".
Wow,
I mean, what's her face? Not Liz is 5 feet. Foot even.
Yeah, I didn't think she was that short.
When I was looking at that team, I was like, wow, it really puts in perspective
Like
the the advantage that other people have in certain ways or how tiny people are, like that whole team, the tall person was your height, like 5'2". Maria.
Yeah.
Five even, Liz. I was like, I kind of want to know their stats on day one.
Right? Yeah.
That would be very interesting. I can bench this and I'm 6'4". Yeah. Or being like, I'm 5'11" and I can't run a quarter of a mile.
But I will say, maybe my favorite favorite part of this episode was when all of a sudden they cut over to this like, quote, scrawnier team. And they've made a human ladder on top of this ball out of nowhere. And they're pulling, what's his face, Charlie up on it. Because I was like, there's no way they're going to finish any of these. This looks impossible. They impressed me so much. When they had this full-on four-person, three-person human ladder, I was like, where the fuck did this come from?
I love it. It's the brains of it. It's someone going, this is what we're going to do. I watched that and went, you know what I would be doing? Is when it comes to like that, like hoisting people up type of thing. I think I say this when we're talking about 25 years ago, I would be good because of my cheerleading background.
Yeah.
Because like I know how to like
support,
like do all that. And like I would be practicing that at base camp.
True.
I'd be like, hey, I know how to take someone from the ground to above your head. And like
they might do that kind of stuff.
Or maybe you want to like keep it because you don't know like what teams you're going to be on. But I have here, I'd be good at this from cheerleading. And then also my next note is once they get up there, fuck that falling down, that slide thing they had to do. They were bouncing 2 feet in the air.
Oh, that cargo net thing.
How are people not breaking ankles?
I know. That's why I was like, people's ankles are suffering here.
It was like they were bouncing.
I don't know how they did any of it. Honestly, when they went through, I wrote one of my notes is this is the longest obstacle course. Oh my God.
They did everything. They said like, hey, you're going to mud. You're going to bounce. You're going to pull. You're going to slide. You're going to puzzle.
Multiple times.
You're going to.
They did
I'm
it.
Tired.
But I did love, and I don't know if this is a thing, so you guys that do know, let me know. The fact that everyone had to do the puzzle at the end.
Yes, I loved
it. I loved that. Because
me too.
It always comes down to the puzzle, and it's always the responsibility of whoever volunteers to do it. And I loved that everyone had to do a part
of it. It democratized the puzzle. That's so true.
Yeah.
I got really excited after, and as we saw, the Braun team did win, but not by much.
It was really fun to watch.
I got so excited remembering Merge Meal.
I know. I know. It's so satisfying watching hungry people eat.
It really is. I mean, I was sitting there just being like, oh my God, look at that cheese. Oh my God. Tiff is eating a chocolate covered strawberry.
They're having some wine.
Oh, it's so funny. I was like, what is her name with the red hair?
Kenzie.
Kenzie was hitting that wine. Yeah. And I was like, oh God, I'm drinking wine right now. Yeah, and I was like, I would love it. And then I get a chip from text because we just live text each other. A text from Chip. Wow. That was like, cool it with the wine, lady. And I was like, I was just writing down on my notes how I would be shit faced that night.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know how they don't get the most upset stomachs and like violently ill. Maybe they do.
Well,
who knows?
Well, speaking of that, when Hunter did his like pretend to do an airplane to go look for his idol.
Yeah.
Why are more people not just going, hey, I'm going to go take a shit before there's 15 more people here?
Because I don't
blame
think,
it on a shit.
Because I don't think they are shitting because they're not eating. So I don't think like that's didn't one of the guys say in a previous episode, like it's been like 10 days since I've taken a shit.
OK,
so I think there's not a whole lot of that going on.
That was Tim. Whole lot of that.
Yeah. But I think that that's what I would say all the time.
I would just be like, hey, guys,
my stomach's a little upset. I'm going to go walk it off.
I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to go take a shit before now there's 20 people on our beach.
Right. Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
when I would go look for the idol. But no, Merge Meal was great. They're all chatting. I will say I thought it was very smart of Hunter because he was safe.
Yeah.
To just be like, I don't have a vote this week.
Yeah.
I lost it on the journey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because like even that little thing that like doesn't affect him at all because he know he can't
builds
be voted
trust.
Out. It's just being like, oh, this guy's really open.
Builds trust. And that is currency out there. Mm-hmm. This is where we start to get all of a sudden there's so much going on.
Yeah.
There's so much strategy. There's so many plans being made.
Are we voting for Mo? Are we voting for Venus? You have to give one of them up.
Why were we voting for Mo? Like my notes at the end were like, why exactly did Mariah get voted out? Because she's a super fan and Q just didn't have a good feeling about her. And then the one tribe wasn't naming someone that they'd put in.
Well, I think the whole idea was kind of like a very Godfather merge meal where it was more like, hey, we all have to work together now. We have three people from, Yanu, at the merge meal. You know what I mean? Like, it was Tiff, Q, and what's her face? Kenzie. So I think for him, he was more like, the right way to do it is for each of you to say someone you'd be willing to vote on your own team.
Right. Okay. Nami, Yanu, Siga. I was looking up the
because Yanu would be like, hey, we shouldn't just, like, everyone wants to keep their number strong.
Right.
So it's like, who would you be most comfortable? And then we can go from there. And I think he just didn't like how, like, cagey they were being about offering a name with Mo.
Yeah.
That said, I really thought Mo was going.
I was like unsure because I was like, why wouldn't you, as the tribe with the most numbers, keep your numbers at the merge? I don't know why
they have more than the other one.
They had five, or at least they had similar numbers. So I was like, why in what world would you diminish your own numbers? But that said, Mariah is on the out, so she might have gone against them. So that is a liability.
That's true.
Venus didn't want Mariah to go because she didn't want a woman to be voted off, which makes sense. Like, they just lost this challenge because they didn't have as strong of a team in a way.
I get it. But I also feel Venus was like a little what is it called? I don't know. I think she was like a little too late on like feminism. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, all female alliances,
she's telegraphing feminism.
All female alliances never win on this. However, look,
Charlie,
I'm going to say that she's playing smart, though. Like, get a Hunter-esque out. Charlie's the closest one you can. If you're going to be in a situation where you get broken up into teams like that again.
And Charlie is incredibly likable.
Right.
No, I don't. And she's a data, not sure, but she's one of those analysis. So, like, she clearly has a mind for numbers. I will say she is beautiful. It's annoying. I only comforted myself.
Did she get eyelash extensions?
She had to.
She did. Whoever did them did an incredible job because they are staying on.
She looks like a deer that's been doing guai shai
at one point,
a week.
I was like, is she wearing lip gloss? Where did she get lip gloss from?
She looks incredible. I comforted myself by writing down a note that says, well, at least Venus rhymes with penis, so I'm sure she had a tough time in middle school. Like, that's how I comforted myself. She looks great.
This became full-on debate club at Tribal. And it's also the first tribal for the one whole team.
I know. Like, well, Tevin's face walking into the tribal council was just like full fangirl, like walking into Disneyland when you're a massive fan and have never been there before.
Yeah.
I'm trying to relate it to you.
Thank you.
So I will say, I thought it was, this is a funny quote, but I understand why scenes from the next are the way they are. Q saying, I'll send her ass back to Canada about Venus was so funny to me.
Is she from Canada?
I don't know. Did I hear it right?
No, he did say that.
Okay.
But I couldn't remember if she actually, she must be.
She must
Canada.
Be Canadian. He's like, I'll send her ass back to Canada.
I like Q. Q is getting a little drunk with power.
Well,
though.
That's what I'm saying. And Chip texted me and I agree where he was like, Chip was like, Q needs to like cool it with being a coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the very first line in scenes from the next was Tiff saying, this isn't the Q show.
Yeah, I know. And everyone on Twitter is like, he's got to stop telling people how they should play the game.
Yep.
But like, it makes sense with Banu, but not everyone is a Banu.
I mean, Banu was like, how do I?
Kenzie, how do I do this?
How do I open my eyes?
What a sweetheart. It is getting interesting now. So I think it'll be interesting. Like, Venus, I'm very fascinated by. Because I know you're going to be bothered by her, but I think that's what's going to make her really great, is that it's almost going to be like a villain. Mm. Like, people love how smart she is about the game, and it bothers people, clearly.
Okay. I have not hopped on board yet to see the way she's being smart and manipulative as opposed to just like, being kind
of a bitch. I think she's playing
the
game very hard. They all are. I think she's really smart, and people have her number already.
Yeah.
So I think it's So she's like calling it out. I was like, I was curious because the whole time I was like, why is she being like this at tribal council? This is like a weird character that she's like doing. But it is rubbing people the wrong way. And that's part of this game. And like the, I always get this girl's name wrong, Pavarti or whatever.
Right. Who I don't know. Pavarti. Yeah, Pavarti.
She's like legendary because of this similar essence.
Right.
In the past, which I guess hasn't been on Survivor in a while.
In a
so
minute. I will say I do love, and I would absolutely do this if I was at tribal council and felt backed into a corner.
Yeah.
I do love the angle at going, and I know you guys are smart.
Yeah.
So I'm really hoping you make the smart decision.
Yeah.
Like positioning it to be like, you're going to feel like an idiot if you vote me out.
Well, that's
great.
They kept showing Kenzie like laughing at her.
And really?
I was like, or it seemed that way. Like Kenzie just kind of laughing while she's talking. And I was like, ooh, that will be an interesting either collaboration or rivalry. I don't know.
That could be a fun little matchup. We'll I see. Am enjoying this season. I will say, oh, one more note I had. Oh man, I got a sneeze. Oh no. One thing I will say in the world of Adios Mariah was I cannot stand, and it has to stop.
Okay.
I cannot stand when they're reading the votes and people start to gather their things because they think it's them.
Yeah.
Stick it out, motherfucker. Yeah. We don't need to save 10 seconds for you to go ahead and gather your things. You are on Survivor. It is a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
Be present and listen to every single vote and make eye contact with everyone.
Yeah.
You can get your purse afterwards.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah. I'm with you. I think it's such a chaotic moment that it's probably like, oh, get me out of here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can't believe it's me.
I also have a tiny little thing up, a little boop boop, because when they were about to do the challenge, Soda forgot that like you draw things after a merge. She thought you were gonna be on your, and I would go, I don't think she knows this game as well as she projects.
Maybe
she either hasn't eaten in 10 days, or she's like, I don't think she actually knows how this works that well.
I'm interested. We haven't seen a ton of Soda.
We haven't.
So, and they really set her up in the beginning as like a character that I thought we were really gonna like be following this whole time.
Christmas hams,
right? Yeah. I'm honestly missing a little of these wild sound bites. So we'll see what happens. As now we're playing Survivor.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. We haven't seen much Soda, but we would like to see more wine. So we're going to wrap this up.
Excellent.
Okay. Well, this got real.
Yep.